It's well documented that the Antarctic Peninsula has warmed faster than any other place in the Southern Hemisphere, but a team of international scientists has now revealed that the summer ice melt has intensified tenfold in the last 600 years. The research, published in the journal Nature Geoscience, has also found that the most rapid melt has been in the last 50 years, and even the slightest increase in temperature is having an impact. Environment reporter Sarah Clark is speaking here to the lead author, Dr. Neroli Abram from the Australian National University.
The lowest levels of melt were about 600 years ago, and then melt has increased almost tenfold over that time. But it's really in the last 50 years or so that melt has increased really dramatically.
And how have you been able to establish that?
So when we drilled the ice core, we were able to actually see these visual layers in the ice that we were pulling up. And what those layers showed was times when the snow had melted and then refrozen. And so we were able to use those to actually build up a record and look at how melting had changed over the last 1,000 years.
And when were the coolest conditions on that part of the peninsula and the lowest amount of melt?
So at this site where we drilled the ice core, the coolest conditions were about 600 years ago, and the temperature was about 1.6 degrees cooler than what it is now. And at the same time, it was about 0.5% of the annual snowfall would melt and then refreeze. So by comparison, the climate now has warmed 1.6 degrees, but we're now getting almost tenfold increase in melt, so it's almost 5% of the annual snowfall is melting and refreezing at this ice core site.
And looking at the fact that the most rapid melt has been in the last 50 years, why do you think that is?
So what the ice core shows, which is quite interesting, is that the changes in environment that happen when the climate warms don't necessarily have to happen gradually or in a nice linear way. So with a process like melting, what's really critical is when your summer temperatures get to be above 0 degrees. So what's happened on the Antarctic Peninsula is as the climate has warmed, you're starting to get the summer temperatures are getting closer and closer to that 0 degrees melting threshold. And now for every little bit of warming that happens, you get more days that go above that temperature and they get warmer. And so that actually causes a small increase in temperature can cause a very large increase in melting.
Is that the most concerning bit now, that the fact that even the smallest increase in temperature is leading to a big increase in summer melt?
Yeah, particularly in this area, there's been a lot of changes that have happened in the last 50 years. So there's been ice shelves have collapsed, there's been glaciers have been flowing faster and losing more mass, more ice into the oceans. And summer melting is one of the processes that scientists believe is actually causing those changes. So to have this record that shows that even just a small amount of temperature increase now can cause a large increase in melt in this particular area is a reason for concern.
The lead author, Dr. Neroli Abram, talking to environment reporter Sarah Clark.